Averting a possible government shutdown with less than 3 weeks to spare, the General Assembly passed an austere two-year budget late last night after hours of behind-the-scenes wrangling over Medicaid expansion. In the end, the spending plan does not include the Medicaid provision, and by a 20-19 vote, the Republican-controlled Senate inserted language that would prohibit Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe from doing so on his own. Democrats say the language kills any chance of expanding eligibility in the program to as many as 400,000 uninsured Virginians for the next 2 years. Henrico Democratic Senator Don McEachin called it immoral. Senate Majority Leader Republican Tommy Norman accused dissenting Democrats of demagoguery and said hammering out the budget was the most difficult night he had ever spent in the General Assembly. It now goes to the governor for his signature on amendments. He says the fight is far from over. Meanwhile, a $1.6 billion shortfall caused by lagging tax revenues caused cuts across state operations, with higher education taking the biggest hit at $184 million. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.